Current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The concept of microfinance, essentially small loans given to entrepreneurs who are too little or too underfunded to qualify for traditional bank loans, has exploded in the developing world. Muhammad Yunus, the founder of Bangladesh-based Grameen Bank, one of the microfinance pioneers, won the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for his work. One of the leading online platforms for microfinance is called Kiva, which connects entrepreneurs with interest-free loans offered by members of the local community. Just 2 years ago, with the help of Michigan Core, a Detroit-based nonprofit, Kiva became the first microfinance effort in the United States. Last month, Michigan Core expanded Kiva's platform into Flint to help small businesses seek interest-free loans. Here to tell us more about microfinance in Michigan is Elizabeth Barlow. She's the executive director of Michigan Core. Hi, Elizabeth.
Mark, how are you this morning?
Just great, thank you. Glad to have you along. And with us in the studio, Marcus Beeth, the founder of Mark III Graphic Design, one of the first businesses to take part in Kiva's Flint project. Welcome, Marcus.
Hi, how's it going?
Real good. Elizabeth, the Kiva platform started back in 2005, mostly to work with the microfinance industry in the developing world. Tell us a little bit about its history and a little bit more about how it works.
Wonderful. I'd be happy to do that, and thanks for having us on the show today. It's
sure.
Great to be here. So Kiva's platform really is an innovative model in the microfinance space, because essentially what it does is it invites individuals within the community near and far to help be a part of advancing an entrepreneur through a micro loan. As an individual, you can visit the Kiva website, actually read firsthand the story of an entrepreneur who's seeking funding, and contribute to their loan $25 at a time. And so with Michigan Core, what we did is back in June of 2011, actually, we worked with Kiva to help bring their platform to the United States, beginning in Detroit. And then just last month, as you mentioned, we expanded the program to the Flint community alongside Marcus and a few other entrepreneurs.
Marcus, you're one of Kiva's, Flint's first entrepreneurs. How did you connect with them?
I connected with them through a small company called, well, I'm sure they're not small, but Metro Community Development. I was going to them for a few funding options, and they said that I would be a great candidate for what Kiva was offering.
And tell us about your business.
It's a graphic design studio. I basically specialize in logo design, branding, promotional materials, any sort of thing that I can design digitally. I spent about a decade in the garment industry also, so I specialize in apparel design as well.
And how did the experience, how did the connection with Kiva, what did that lead to?
It's led to a lot of great things, actually a lot of work, believe it or not. I'm getting a lot of loans, and you know, all the funding is coming in fantastically, but I'm also getting work from clients that have stumbled upon the Kiva site and then wanted to contact me for work.
Elizabeth Garlow, how did the Kiva platform go in Detroit? How many businesses did you fund, and what do some of them do?
Well, we've had a whole bunch of businesses go through the platform in Detroit since we've been up and operating there for a couple of years now. We have a community of about 1,000 lenders in the Detroit area that contribute to loans. We funded about 25 businesses that range from home-based graphic designers and service providers like Marcus to retail and restaurant storefront businesses in the city. And really what we're excited about with the Kiva program here in Michigan is the way that it actually helps the community rally around local entrepreneurs. So like Marcus is saying, it really is an experience of individuals being able to connect with the story of an entrepreneur and certainly, you know, help contribute to a loan, but also champion them in other ways as customers, as overall advocates for their success.
Marcus, are you still getting your story out to other small business people in the Flint area and telling people about the Kiva platform then?
Absolutely. Everybody that that I've been able to chit-chat with or sell myself to has been an opportunity for me to bring it up, and I bring it up.
And how do they respond when they find out about this opportunity?
They're a little bit questionative at first.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that they're just giving me free money. And basically, I just explained it to him, like, it's not really free money. It's just helping me out now, and it's actually a loan where you'll get it back over time.
What's it like instructing people, Elizabeth, about how the Kiva platform works?
Well, what we like to do is invite people to contribute to these loans with a reminder that it's something that pays forward, right? So if you contribute to a loan to an entrepreneur in Flint like Marcus, once he repays the loan, you can actually recycle the funds to a new entrepreneur. So it's a loan that keeps on giving. It keeps on advancing other entrepreneurs. And we find that a lot of folks that go and read the stories of entrepreneurs on Kiva here in Michigan actually want to take it a step further, and they want to engage in conversation with that entrepreneur. So what we're able to do actually on the website is once you've made a loan, we actually can invite you into a conversation. You can chat back and forth with the entrepreneur. And in fact, one of our Kiva Flint entrepreneurs has already had 96 different exchanges with her lenders on the conversation platform on her webpage. So she's really looking to connect with and build a community around her business. And we think that's really one of the most fantastic attributes of the site itself.
Marcus, can you tell us how much you've raised?
I believe I'm at about $1,500 right now.
Okay. And what will you use the money for if you're successful?
If I am successful, which I'm almost guaranteed to be, I mean I'm really getting there. The funds are basically capital that I will be getting later that I'm getting now, so I can do things like buy a laptop to help out with my business. I can do things like hopefully purchase a 3D printer to increase my opportunities as a graphic designer, things like that.
Elizabeth, how much do we know about the larger impact of this over time? How much promise does this hold, in your opinion?
We think it holds a lot of promise, certainly in terms of advancing entrepreneurs who are creating jobs in their communities, who are really building more density and vibrancy within the community. Marcus is incredibly involved in his Flint community, and so we hosted a launch event for Kiva Flint last month and had a ton of people come out to a local venue to really get engaged and learn how to become involved. And so we think this has a lot of implications for building a strong community fabric in communities around our state, but also has real economic implications. We're talking about businesses. Small businesses are a huge generator of jobs in this country. And so the more we can do to help them get started, get launched, get stabilized with these zero interest loans, the more we can do to help create jobs within our communities.
We're talking with Elizabeth Garlow and Marcus Beeth about microfinance here in Michigan and the Kiva platform in particular. Elizabeth, what happens if the business doesn't pay back the loan?
If the business doesn't pay back the loan, first and foremost, we do everything we can to reach out to a business. If they're struggling to make repayments on a loan, we look at what we can do to help connect them with service providers in the community or something that would help stabilize their business and get them back on a path to repaying that loan. But this is really a good faith effort of the community. It's individuals in the community that put their trust into the business. And so if the business doesn't repay, the community doesn't get repaid. But really, it is a good faith effort. The community is getting behind these folks with the hope that they will repay so that, again, they can continue to pay it forward with that loan to other entrepreneurs in the community.
Marcus, it would seem this is a pretty good way to connect with, to actually stir up business amongst other people who become a part of the network, though.
I did just recently finish a job for a client from France that contacted me through Kiva.
Okay. And this is a web dynamic that's in play here, Elizabeth. Is it fair to say that? Is that part of the appeal of this and part of the effect?
We think it's a huge part of the appeal. The internet is changing everything in terms of how we can connect and collaborate with each other. And that's really what Michigan Core is about. We're about giving, we're a global community of Michigan citizens that wants to get involved and re-engage with the state and helping advance positive developments in communities around Michigan. And the internet really helps us to do that. The web creates a platform for us to connect to one another and to connect to folks like Marcus and really make a tangible contribution to his success, regardless of whether we're in France or in California or locally within the Flint community. So we're excited about the ways that the Kiva initiative through Michigan Core is helping Michigan citizens everywhere, people passionate about Michigan, actually feel a real part of its growth and success and vibrancy.
Do you have a third Michigan location in mind that you would like to expand the Kiva platform to?
Well, we've had quite a few communities around the state asking to bring this model to their community, all the way from the very western side of the state to the UP. We really do hope that this does become Kiva, Michigan. We want to bring this model to communities all over the state. The Flint community was really a pioneer in helping us to do that. We were so impressed and excited about the way the Flint community came together. Marcus talked about a local microfinance or a local economic development agency in Flint called Metro Community Development.
Elizabeth, we're gonna have to leave it there. I'm so sorry. We're out of time.
Elizabeth
Garlow is the executive director of Michigan Core. Marcus Beath is the founder of Mark 3 Graphic Design, one of the first businesses to take part in Kiva's Flint project. Thanks to both of you.